This KFK podcast is presented by Bank of Colorado. There's only one Greeley, one team like the UNC Bears, and one bank who cheers as loud as you do. Bank of Colorado, proud partner of UNC Athletics, member FDIC.
Well, it's do or die time tonight on a Monday night for the Nuggets. The Avalanche just handled their business, and actually game four was their best offensive showing. So they broke through in a big way and they got the series sweep. The Colorado Rockies, don't look now, Michael, but the Dirty 30 is kind of boring. The Rockies get wins number 12 and 13 in a doubleheader yesterday against the Mets. We'll get into that. And we had the draft. Wasn't as exciting as it could have been, but I know my little guy over there, Michael Kirkpatrick's pretty excited about one pick, so we'll pick his brain, because he watched this dude play a lot of football the last couple of seasons. So, Broncos draft, Nuggets, T-Wolves, Game 5, Avalanche sweep, who will they play? That series is a dogfight. So much to talk about, so little time. The whole show starts now. Nuggets are now down 3-1 in this series to Minnesota. Game five tonight. You got a chance. I mean, you do have a chance. If ever there, I mean, the Nuggets have done it before. They came back from, you remember in the bubble, they were down 3-1, you know, Clippers and the Jazz, and they came back and won those series. Bubble's different. However, you don't root for injuries, Michael. What do I always say? You don't root for injuries. You take advantage of injuries. Dante DiVincenzo goes down in the first minute of the game. It's a tendon issue. He's out. Achilles tendon. He's out for the playoffs. Anthony Edwards goes down in the first half. Hyperextends that left knee, and it looked bad. He's out for weeks now. So for sure, this series, he's done. So, what do you make of that? They didn't have those guys in the third or fourth, and Denver was still outscored 32-24 in the third and 30-18 in the fourth. They lose 112-96. First time, well, I guess the second time, the Nuggets failed to reach 100 points when Joker was in the game. The Nuggets, every game Joker played in the regular season of 25 and 26, the Nuggets did not fail to reach 100 points. They have now failed to reach 100 points in back-to-back games. And what was such a promising series when you were up 1-0 and to start the game for game two, it looked like Denver was going to run away with this thing. Pretty much after the first quarter of game two, it has been Minnesota. Now, Denver was up 23-22 at the end of one in game four. They outscored Minnesota 31-28. But it's just kind of more of the same for Denver. Now, Jamal gets 30, but on a 10 of 20, 25 shooting night. Joker gets 24, still can't seem to make threes. And really, the struggle bus hits in the fourth quarter for both of those guys. They scored 18 points in the fourth. Beginner's luck texting in. If the Nugs look anything like they did in games three and four, Adam needs to go. Well, that's the thing. We're getting prepared here, Michael. You know, we're loading it up because if the Nuggets lose tonight, obviously series over. Then we start having the weird, you know, offseason, what do you do here? Is it really going to be one and done for David Adelman? Michael, when you hear Adelman, I don't know if you have the clip on him, you know, whether or not they competed. A friend of ours, Brandon Vogt, with DNVR Nuggets asked the question, do you feel like you competed tonight? Do you feel like there was a fight? There was whatever. When you hear this kind of response from Adelman, it certainly makes you wonder about the leader of this team. Here is Denver Nuggets coach David Adelman.
What do you think happened to this team's competitive spirit? Where did it go?
You don't think we were competitive tonight?
In the last three games, it doesn't seem like it to me. Do you think your group's...
Yeah, I do. I thought we were very competitive tonight. And okay. Again, I think it's hilarious that the narrative is offense doesn't matter. You shoot 24% in the second half, it's hard to win. I thought our guys played their ass off throughout that first half. I thought they maintained a physicality about them. You give those guys credit. I mean, two guys off their bench had 60 points combined. I don't think that's from competitive spirit issues. That's two guys having a great night and us having a really tough second half offensively. The 9 turnovers for 13 points at 24%, that's not a competitive thing. That's just having a really tough second half offensively with a chance to break the game open in the third quarter. That's how I saw it.
Okay, I mean, you were asked if you were competitive. Yeah, I didn't hear Brendan say, were you competitive on the defensive end? To be competitive in basketball, Mike, you gotta stop teams from making shots, right? And then, hang on, stick with me here, Mike. I know it's Monday. You also got to make shots. So I didn't feel like it was an attack and saying offense doesn't matter. But how do you lose that game? How do you lose that game when their star player is out in the second half and one of their big role players, Dante DiVincenzo, is out? I don't know. You let a guy come off the bench, Ayo Dosunmu, and score 42, 43. And hey, Adelman, you want to do a don't tell me offense doesn't matter. Don't tell me the trade deadline doesn't matter. They get him from Chicago at the trade deadline this year. That might win him a series. That trade alone might win him a series. I'm not ready to do the whole whose fault is it? Who needs to go yet? I mean, you win tonight. You take a game 6 to Minnesota. Try to steal one, put this thing on game 7, but got to do it tonight. My gut tells me they'll win tonight, and then probably say game 6 is over. I mean, just the way this has gone. I mean, Aaron Gordon is such a big part of what this team does. You guys know that. I've said this for years. Aaron Gordon's the second most important nugget. And the second most important nugget is damn near a liability out there because he can't move. He can't go side to side. He can't play defense. And, you know, I admire that guy. Nothing will ever change that. I admire that guy for so many things, and I admire that guy for playing this game, for trying, but it's just not there. I mean, it was obvious. He did not look right. Christian Brown, big contract in the offseason and kind of another dud of a playoff game for Denver. And here's where you find yourselves. Where would you be if Malone was in this position right now? I think Malone's stuff wore out. I think it wore this team out. I think Adelman is a much different approach. And again, we don't know what's going on in the locker room. We hear Adelman sticking up for his guy, saying there was a competitive edge and sticking up for him. And there's a time and a place for that. But Mike, I'm listening to Chris Finch, the head coach of the Timberwolves, talk after game 1. And that was, of course, a game in which the Nuggets won. And Finch was like, didn't hold back. And he said, and I'm not a diehard Chris Finch fan. I think he complains a lot. Sometimes he's right. But he says, hey, I challenge these guys all season. You know, are we going to be ready? Are we going to change when we get to the playoffs? And I was assured by my team that it would be different once we hit the playoffs. And then we lose game 1, and I was pissed, and I got on their butts because, you know, I basically told them, you guys lied to me. Nothing changed. You didn't close out. You didn't win game 1. It didn't change the playoffs. So we got after them, and then Minnesota responded. Meanwhile, you hear Adelman, it's kind of the opposite approach of, you know, we competed. You were the favorite to win this series, and you're down 3-1. And none of the games have really come down to, none of these losses have really come down to, you know, the wire. And that's upsetting. That's a concern. I mean, I guess you lose 119 to 114 in game two. That was also a game you were up 19. Game three was 113 to 96. Game four was 112 to 96. I mean, being competitive is in basketball is making shots. That's part of the game. That's part of what makes a good player great and a good team great and a great team win a title. You got to hit shots and you got to play defense. You got to do it all. And I know sometimes shots just don't fall, and I get that. I was saying the same thing after game three. You know, this is a team where, hey, they just were not falling. I can't imagine it's going to. But when you start to see it multiple games now in a series, you start to take a step back and say, they just don't have that clutch. Gene, they're not hitting more big shots. Because how do you get shots to go in? You be better. I get it. Great shooters miss shots. It happens. But when you're struggling so much, are you getting to the rim? Are you getting into the paint? Oh no, you can't, because Minnesota's dominating. They're dominating in so many different ways, and that's what's frustrating. They're dominating on defense. They're dominating on offense, and you just can't seem to solve this riddle, crack this code that Rudy Gobert is presenting you with. So until you're able to have Joker be able to beat Rudy Gobert one-on-one, I don't know if anything's going to change. Because it wasn't like Anthony Edwards was tearing it up in the first half against Denver. DiVincenzo, that was a big loss at the time. I mean, he only played a minute. But you got a group of guys right now that just have a nastiness about them. And they embody kind of what their coach is about. Chris Finch is going to get on and complain. And he's going to bash other teams and flopping and all that stuff, and his team's going to respond. For the last couple of years, we've looked at this cast with Denver. Where's the Jaden McDaniels on this team? You know, where's the Io Dosumo? I mean, where's that guy? We don't have that kind of guy. I mean, Peyton Watson maybe could be that guy, but he is still a no-show in this series. And the longer it goes, I think the more people start to wonder: is how bad is he? How bad is he? How big of an injury is this? And with him out and Aaron Gordon basically on flat tires, why don't you play Jonas Valanciunas? I mean, we're not getting anything, any kind of production from him. Spencer Jones, fine player. Cool story in the regular season. Not ready for the playoffs. Not really ready for the playoffs yet. I mean, he played 25 minutes. He had 0 points. 4 rebounds. He was a minus 14 on the floor. I mean, everybody was minus for Denver. Except for Tim Hardaway Jr., who's plus one. There you go. But he was 0 for 6 from the three-point line. That's your three-point shooter, and he's 0 for 6 from the three-point line. When it rains, it pours, and nothing is going right for Denver. And so many, I mean, before the series, here were our storylines, you know, in no particular order. Can Cam Johnson prove that the trade was good, and can he take up some of that role that MPJ had? I'd say to answer it shortly, no. He's had moments, but no, he hasn't. Is Aaron Gordon going to be healthy? No. Can Jamal Murray be a consistent scorer? Can you be a consistent star and not do the Murray Flurry thing? No. Can Christian Brown live up to his contract? No. Can Joker dominate his matchup and Rudy Gobert? No. Is Denver's bench good enough to go toe-to-toe with Minnesota's? No. 16 points off the bench for Denver. In this game, 16 points. Io had 43. Naz Reid had 7. Now again, it changes when they're playing more because of the starters are out. But even without those points, you got Naz Reid with 17, Mike Conley with 5, Terrence Shannon Jr. with 3, coming in interesting moments. Bones Highland, 8. So does it end tonight, Hooligans? I mean, where does this series go? Michael, let's get to the good, the bad, and the ugly, presented by FMS Bank. Banking made simple. For more, check them out online at fmsbank.com/KFK. The good is we got a good old-fashioned sweep by the Colorado Avalanche. And man, Nathan MacKinnon getting going. Cale Makar with the sweet goal. And that was an offensive explosion for the Avs that we hadn't seen all series. They just kind of find ways to win. It's kind of nice to put a bow on that one and get win number four and move on in this series. And now they can sit back and they can wait, because the Stars in the Wild, Michael, they're tied at this stage. So that series still seems like it has a long way to go. So shout out and congrats to the Avalanche, and Scott Wedgwood had a hell of a series. And he had to be pretty special. The Kings don't score a lot, but they pick their spots, and when they do, you got to be ready. And Wedgwood was. The bad for me is your Denver Nuggets are down 3-1 in this series. And it's an emotional feeling about this team right now, especially with what Minnesota's going through. Can you bounce back, overcome a 3-1 deficit, when you are 10.5-point favorites tonight? That means the odds makers believe, with the injuries to Minnesota, that you can very well bounce back. If they're 10.5-point favorites tonight, that's got to mean they're still a favorite on the road, and then they'd be 8-9-point favorites at home. So that's something to think about. The ugly for me, Mike, was really the end of the game in Game 4 with Jaden McDaniels. You're up. The game's over. Mike Conley just hucks it down the floor, not really anticipating anyone to grab it and go score. Jaden McDaniels does. Puts a layup in. Joker has an issue with that. Sprints down the floor, gets in his face, and we got a little scrum. Both players were ultimately fine. Julius Randle was fine. Well, I guess Jaden wasn't fine. He didn't really do anything. But you got a weird altercation there. Julius Randle was fined $35,000. Nikola Jokic was fined $50,000. No suspensions. That's key. And there it is, Mike. The ugly. Did you guys have a problem with Jaden McDaniels making the shot at the end of the game? Or did you have a problem with Joker going after it? Here's David Adelman. Or you have that final play, too. Let's play that final clip first. Here's the McDaniels, Jaden McDaniels layup.
An inspiring victory for the Minnesota Timberwolves in a contest that will be forever known as the Io DeSumo game. Jokic and McDaniels square up. Players trying to break it up. There's still 1.3 remaining. Julius Randle furious. Coaches, referees, everybody, security, trying to separate the players. Jokic clearly wanting to find out. The two of them shove.
And look, there's unspoken rules in every sport. In football, in baseball, in basketball, there are unspoken rules.
I do agree. There are unspoken rules in basketball. Should Joker have sprinted down there as if, you know, the building was on fire? I don't know. I think it's worthy of an approach. You go up to him, you say, "What the hell, man?" And then if Jaden gets back in your face, okay, now we got business. I don't know if I'm sprinting down after him. Big Hub, Jokic should have won the game. That was so unnecessary. It felt like sore losers. Well, yeah, but that also felt like sore winner. Jaden McDaniels felt like a sore winner. You don't. That is a rule, man. It's an unwritten rule. You don't do it. Not everybody agrees, but I'm definitely one in the camp. If you're up and the game is done, and Joker even said it, everyone stopped playing, so he got that easy bucket, I got a problem with that. I like the fire. Normally when I've seen Joker with fire, it usually means everything's unraveled already at that point, when I see that kind of fire. But I still kind of liked it for what it was. If they lose tonight, we got that.
I loved it. I thought it was great. First thing when I saw that, it reminded me of that baseball player who decided not to run to first base because he knew he was going out. Like, unwritten rule. I don't know if that guy was beamed in the ribs the next time he was at bat, but, like, people did not like that. There are certain unwritten rules, and if something like that happened in baseball, you know the next time he comes up, they're thrown behind him. And I like exactly what Jokic did.
In football, if you're up by 14 and there's 30 seconds left and you have the ball, you kneel. You don't air it out. Now, if you aired it out, people would be pissed off. People would be pissed off.
And if you're kneeling, you don't jump over the pile. Like, the only time you go for the ball is if somehow someone butterfingers it to the ground.
There are those unwritten rules, and that's one of them. And Joker is a basketball savant, man. He knows the history of basketball. He knows what not to do. They do the same thing over in Serbia. They got some nasty crowds, man, but there's a rule. You're up big, game's out of reach, it's mathematically over. You can't score however many points, 13 points in 1 second. Conley apologized. Mike Conley, who threw that pass, gets on and says, I'm sorry, I just threw it up, kind of just chucking the ball. And when I saw, it's Jaden McDaniels. Oh, yeah, he's going to do something with that. Because that's who he is, David Adelman. Here's David Adelman saying exactly that. That's who the dude is.
I didn't like what McDaniels did. The game is over. The game was conceded both ways. In 2026, that stuff just doesn't happen anymore. That's something that happens in the 80s where teams will continue to score. But that's who he is, you know. And so if that's what they want to do, that's what they want to do.
Listen. Did I hate what Jaden McDaniels did? It's sports hate, man. It drives it up. It makes it more interesting. But am I cool with the response to that? Yeah. You're going to do that? Then here's Charles Barkley. Here's what Charles... How long is this, Mike? Is this a long one? 2 minutes? We don't have to play the whole thing. Here's Charles Barkley on what he would do. Shaq disagrees.
Here's my question for you. You're up double digits with time running out. And the ball's in your hands like it was in Jaden McDaniels' the Timberwolves in this game. Here's my question for you. You're up double digits with time running out, and the ball's in your hands like it was in Jaden McDaniels' hands. Are you laying that in?
I'm doing a Vince Carter 360 wrong way windmill dunk. Of course I'm laying it in.
And I'm gonna put a hit on him too.
Okay, and I'm gonna knock you out.
You got the ball, Chuck. What are you doing?
I don't
dribbling
shoot
it out.
Ball, but
why
listen,
not?
I ain't gonna
why
lie.
Not?
I have put hit on guys. Like if we're down 20.
Okay, but why not?
Because you don't do it.
Why?
I've been on teams.
Why?
If a team is up on one of my team's 20 points.
All right. So what's the difference between 20
and the guy
22?
Shoots a three. I'm going to say, hey, $500 for somebody to knock the hell out of
this.
I've done that before. And I'm proud of it, too.
Listen, you lose by one.
No, I'm proud of it, too. If you shoot that ball, we going to get you.
Listen.
Who
said you can't shoot the ball?
That's rules to this.
What rules? By who?
If you were down 25, you wouldn't want them shooting that ball.
Bro, a loss is a loss.
I believe.
I mean, I ain't going to try to fight him because he laid it up.
I'm going to take a foul on him.
You're not going to go at him for doing that.
I'm going to take a foul on him.
Next game, I'm going to get him.
I'm going to split the difference. Jaden actually tried to protect their feelings by not doing what Shaq said he would have did.
Oh, I would have Vince
Carter.
He
just laid
thing.
The ball up.
I would have Vince Carter
over
that
there
thing.
To
well, first of all, you can't
team.
Jump like Vince Carter, so stop it.
All right.
But that's just sour grapes. Mm-hmm. It is the playoffs, and like Rudy Gobert said, we don't care about your feelings, actually. So if I can say or do something that's going to actually upset you, then I'm going to do it.
And Dante DiVincenzo, I go back to what Dante DiVincenzo said after McDaniels made those comments about the defense and naming all the guys, he said, he's crazy. I love him. And so not totally unexpected for him to finish a game this way.
This is my rule of thumb on what you're talking about. I always say to myself, I could understand if I shot that ball, if somebody knocked the hell out of me. Mm-hmm. When people always say, what would have happened? I says, If I had a windmill to dunk, if somebody came down there and knocked the hell out of me,
Ernie,
I'd be like, okay.
This is the playoffs. I'm trying to get in your head. I'm trying to embarrass you in front of your family, in front of your wives, in front of your girlfriend. I'm laying that ball up.
All right,
I don't care about the consequences.
Now, who's right? Who's wrong? Like Big Hub says, I felt like losers made that rule, Brady. I don't think that's a loser. It's a sportsmanship thing. Okay, would you have done it? were up whatever it was, 10 plus with seconds left, it's 110 to 96, would I have done it? The answer is no. I'm not taking that shot. I'm dribbling it out. Same way if I'm losing by 13 points and I got the ball last second, I'm not throwing it up either. That's the kind of rule we've seen. Now, it's less if you're losing, but that's the kind of thing we've seen. They dribble it out. They sometimes, most of the time, teams take a shot clock violation if they got the ball because they're not even going to waste time shooting it. So, but this is also a culmination of Jaden McDaniels. They're tired of him. And yeah, I know. Brady, bring it on the court then if you're tired of him. I know. But I think the crap he's been saying and that, I think, finally got to him. And Joker, he got pissed. AG said, hey, if Joker has an issue, I'm with him. He's my guy. So if Joker has an issue with this, so do I. That's why I followed him.
If it was, as he said, like in the 80s, and they were doing this, I'd have a problem with what Joker did. But people don't score in the last minute. You see college, high school, pro people, they
coaches
just dribble the
mad.
Ball out, and then they...
Coaches just, get mad if you do it. Either way.
They don't pour it on. The Miami Dolphins did this with the Broncos. When they won 70-20, they had the opportunity to an 80-year-old record they could have broken, and yet they didn't.
Yep.
They didn't pile on. It's sportsmanship, and you
it's
have
a,
that throughout
it's a character
sports.
Thing, and clearly, you know, you got Jaden McDaniels, who's calling them out, telling them they're terrible at defense, maybe there's truth to it, whatever. He does that right after game two. Then he does this. And during the game, he's grabbing Jamal Murray's jersey and ripping him down to the ground. He's not a good dude, as far as sportsmanship is concerned. Faith texting in. If that's who McDaniels is, then it should have been expected. Don't lose, and it wouldn't be an issue. Well, I mean, yeah, it's easy to say that. If you don't lose, you know, that doesn't happen. But unfortunately, it's 50-50. There are two teams. Somebody's going to lose that game. How is the winner handling their business?
I'm doing the same thing as Charles Barkley. I'm putting myself in the other person's shoes. How am I going to feel if someone else just puts another 2 points up? Like, that's offensive. I don't know if I would do that. Maybe the only time I would do that is if they were someone I really, really, really hated. But outside of that, you don't even do that in hockey. And hockey is just completely different. If you're up, like, 4-0 and their goalie, for some reason, they decided to pull the goalie, you don't, with 3 seconds left, shoot it into the net with five feet.
You skate around your own net and run out the clock.
Yeah.
Smitty texting this, and then we'll break. Unless the Nuggets can beat Minnesota while their starting backcourt is out, it's time for Denver to completely rebuild around Joker. Trade everyone if any teams will take them. Coaching hasn't been great, but the NBA is a talent-driven league, and the current talent has failed miserably 3 years in a row. We'll get into some of that. It is about tonight, obviously. You know, you want to survive tonight, see if you can win a game. But there's certainly going to be big questions after the fact if the Nuggets do go ahead and lose this game tonight. Or even just the series. 33 minutes after the hour, we'll take a short break. It's the whole show powered by Mosquito Joe of Northern Colorado. We'll be right back.
What is the Dirty 30?
Give me a head with hair. Long, beautiful hair.
The boys aren't shaving until the Rockies win 30. Hear Rockies games and talk on Northern Colorado's voice. 103.1 at 1310 KFKA.
There's only one feeling like knowing your banker personally. Like growing up with a bank you can count on. Like being sure what you've earned is safe, secure, and local. There's only one feeling, like knowing you're supporting your community. You deserve more from a bank. You deserve an institution that stood strong for generations. Bank of Colorado. There's only one. Member FDIC.
What's up, Hooligans? This is Zach Stevens with DNVR Broncos, and you're listening to The Whole Show on 1310 KFKA.
We'll be right back.
the Nuggets are tired and fed up with the way things have been. Oh. I got a lot of texts coming. There's a lot of energy on this conversation. Derbs and I were talking down the hall. I was talking with the dude down the hall, believe it or not. It's where you can find him. And he was like, what about if, you know, you're down and you're down by a sizable amount and yet you keep fouling, kind of like Denver was doing? I don't like that either. Is that as disrespectful? I have a harder time with the winning team screwing around than I do the losing team. Although that being said, I don't want the losing team fouling even twice in the last 30 seconds of a game when you're down double digits. I don't like that either. Now, I answered the question. If I'm Jaden McDaniels, would I have done that? No. If I'm Joker, would I have sprinted down the length of the floor and got up in his face? No. I'd like to think that I'm walking down there calmly and I'm trying to have a conversation with him. And then we know it's going to escalate. So probably doesn't matter whether he sprinted or he walked. Beginner's luck says, break his nose. He deserves it. Faith, think part of that was just anger that they lost. It bothers me that more effort was put into that run down the court than it was into the game itself. I don't know. It's hard for me to question Joker's effort, even on bad nights. Defensively, he's not a great defender, but it's hard for me to go too far on that. Eastside Chris saying, I feel the Nuggets will win this series. Wolves will have a good argument losing two key players. Nuggets next round will be uglier. Even if you survive, Mike, they're down 3-1, but with Anthony Edwards out especially, and then DiVincenzo, there's a chance. There's a realistic chance if you woke up this morning and felt like the Nuggets could still win this series, then it's not that far-fetched. It's not. If Ant-Man's still there, DiVincenzo's still there, yeah, this thing is done. If not tonight, it's done on, would it be Thursday? So, yeah, it is what it is, man. I mean, we could talk about the late layup all we want. Bottom line is, if you perform the way you're supposed to, I get that too, then none of this happens. You were favored to win this series. Smitty says, I grew up watching 80s and 90s basketball, and I will respect any Nuggets player who gives a hard, and I mean hard, foul to McDaniels. I mean, they're going to go at him. You put Jonas in. How about start Jonas Valanciunas and go at him early? I don't know why Jonas isn't getting any minutes in this series. It's mind-boggling to me. I don't know if David Adelman is the issue right now. I also think he's a rookie head coach. He's developing who he is as a coach, what he's going to use. I felt like he said some good things in this series. I think he responded to Jaden McDaniels' comment about their bad defense pretty well, talking about how he's doing it for clicks and all that stuff. So, I mean, I didn't love the whole fired up response to a local reporter asking him whether or not he thought their team was competitive and why haven't they been competitive. And they haven't, for the most part. In their three losses, the last two games ended pretty roughly for Denver. So to ask the question is fair. It's in bounds. They haven't been competitive. He didn't ask whether the effort was there. He asked whether or not why they haven't been competitive in most of the series. And David Adelman was very flustered by that question. So, it's going to be a battle tonight still, man. Still going to be a battle. Here's Jaden McDaniels talking about what he saw at the end after he made the layup.
Did Jokic say anything to you when he came over, or was it just...
No, I don't know what he said. I just seen someone that was big as hell.
Coach was talking to her about how he felt like maybe the effort wasn't there in game one, like you guys had waited for the first. What do you think has happened since the end of game one to now, Jake?
We want to keep playing as long as we can, and knowing that we could have had a chance to win game one, we played a little harder, a little smarter, so I mean... It's just
got to
come to play for a couple of games.
Is there a reason to do those layups or dunks at the end of games?
Is ready, guys.
Nah, the clock still be running, so I'm about to go score.
Jaden Ruiz.
I mean, there's some guys that's their philosophy, Mike. Game's still going. I'm going. But Joker even responded. I don't think I sent you that clip, Mike, but Joker's response was, Yeah, he's hit. I would not. He has no regrets. He said, "Come on, guys, you saw it. He scored because everyone stopped playing. Nobody was playing anymore. Everyone was stopping." And Conley throws it down there. Conley apologized and said, "I just threw it. You know, I saw a guy. And I just chucked it." You know, I believe Conley. I think he just chucked the ball, and then saw that McDaniels was the guy down there, and was like, "Ah, he's gonna." So he apologized. I don't think Conley was in the wrong for chucking it. I think you got the ball in your hands. It's a basketball. We all throw a ball around. I think he was just throwing it down.
I've seen guys throw it straight up in the air just to waste time.
Yes. I mean, I get the response from some of the hooligans this morning, like, you know, win the game and you don't have to worry about it. Yeah. I mean, yeah, win all of them and you've won the series, right? I wish we could just say that, and it's all good, man. No, Broncos don't, if you don't let them score 70, they don't score 70, right? Well, they did. It happens sometimes. Crap happens. Sore loser, sore winner. You could say Joker was being a sore loser. You can also say Jaden McDaniels was being a sore winner. One started the other. One came first, and the one that came first caused it. So,
yeah, I'd say sore winner. Sore. Look, you just, in this day and age, you don't do that. You could say, well, 80s basketball, we were tougher and stuff. Well, fine. People don't do that nowadays. And when someone does that, it's disrespectful.
I mean, I'll admit, there's the fan side of me that's like, whew, that rivalry just got even more intense, and it was pretty damn intense from the beginning. That just became, like, that team is almost public enemy number one over the Lakers. I mean, that's almost the most hated team right now for the Denver Nuggets.
You know, if Jokic had done the same thing, I wouldn't have an issue with Jaden going up and pushing him around.
No,
and by the way, it wasn't really that hard of a push.
In fact,
it was kind of like,
I'm
going to put my hands on you a little bit.
He was kind of like, what the hell, man? And then Jaden grabs his jersey, and then you got dudes coming off the bench, which that shouldn't be happening. And Julius Randle's the one who got fined, not Jaden McDaniels. And that's right. McDaniels should not be fined. He shouldn't be fined. All he did was, within the game, that's legal. He put a basket up with time remaining. So he shouldn't be fined. Joker ran at him. He pushed him back. Get him away from him. And that was it. Julius Randle's the one who escalated things, and it got worse, and they both got fined for it. So, moving on. No suspensions, thank goodness. If they would have suspended somebody, that would have been an issue. That would have been a major issue.
I was thinking that night, if the NBA had suspended someone, and of course it would have been Jokic, like, how ridiculous it would be just for that. I mean,
Adam Silver, regular season,
you don't do that.
I'll give you this for Adam Silver. There ain't no way he's keeping Joker out of this game. Like, the ratings, I mean, this game has juice to it. That added more juice to it. There's no way Adam Silver takes Joker out of that game.
Even the people that don't like regional basketball might start watching.
This series, they might finish this series. And it could be done tonight, 45 minutes after the hour. Mike, we are overdue here, brother. Let's get the latest on the local sports flash.
This is Nico Carvacho, former CSU Ram, current pro basketball player, and you're listening to The Hall Show with my good friend, Brady Hall.
No, we're definitely talking a lot of Nuggets today because, I mean, this could be the last game we're talking about for a while. Nuggets are now 11.5-point favorites. I don't know what that does for my brain, but it does something. 11:50 the time, Michael. We got to try to make up for some time here because we blew the clock. That's on you. We'll try to recover here on the other side. It's The Whole Show. Top stories of the day coming up at noon. Clip of the day. More on the Colorado Avalanche and the Rockies. 13 dubs already. Dirty 30. Psh, this is easy, breezy, beautiful cover girl. We'll be right back.
Saturdays, four code words, one big prize. Tune in to Paul the Waterman, Saturday mornings at 8 on KFKA, and you could win a $1,300 reverse osmosis system. Don't miss out.
This is Adam Matas with DNVR, the DNVR Bar, and the DNVR Nuggets Podcast, and you're listening to The Whole Show with Brady Hall.
Yeah. Well, Big City Roadhouse, that's the playoff hub, and you know you're going to have the Avalanche for at least another series, and now we just wait. We play the waiting game. Go to Big City Roadhouse and try one of their many, many brilliant menu items, but man, I'm telling you, the TV surrounding the place, there is literally not a bad seat in the house when you go to Big City Roadhouse and you want to watch one of the big games, and maybe that big game is tonight. Maybe too late tonight. I don't know. It's up to you. You could be, you know, it's playoffs. It means more. You know, it means more. And maybe sleep doesn't find you until June. That's Big City Roadhouse for you, though. They are amazing. Full bar with creative cocktails, a curated selection of margaritas, including margarita flights made with fresh lime juice and agave nectar. Wonderful selection of beers on tap. The list goes on and on and on at Big City Roadhouse. Top stories of the day coming up. Also, an interesting clip of the day later on in the program. It's the whole show powered by Mosquito Joe. We're on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 at 1310 KFKA.
This KFKA podcast is presented by Bank of Colorado. There's only one Greeley, one team like the UNC Bears, and one bank who cheers as loud as you do. Bank of Colorado, proud partner of UNC Athletics, member FDIC.